Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. So yesterday I threw a lot at you, 34 verses in about a 5-minute window, and I hope that wasn't too overwhelming, but for the purposes of our study, I think it may have been for the best for us. The destruction of Jerusalem has already occurred within the first century, but the second coming of Jesus is still to come, and we must always be prepared for that glorious day. I think that's the lesson to be learned there. But our text today is one that is filled with melancholy. On one hand, Jesus is preparing to institute a memorial, the Lord's Supper, prior to his crucifixion, which is heavy to consider in and of itself. All the while, one of the 12 apostles is about to serve as the fuel to get this plot to kill Jesus into motion. And so with all of that in mind, let's go ahead and read Luke chapter 22, verses 1 through 6. Luke 22, beginning in verse 1. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to put him to death, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas called Iscariot, who was of the number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them, and they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of a crowd. So the Feast of the Unleavened Bread was in connection with Jewish Passover, which we'll see is going to be in our next section of study. For further background, you can go to Exodus 12 and read how the Passover, including this particular feast, were instituted before the actual Passover event, when the Spirit passed over the Jews' homes that obeyed by putting the blood of a lamb on their doorposts and lintel of their home. This is what was going to eventually lead the Israelites to freedom from the Egyptians with this 10th and final plague, the death of the firstborn. So all these years, even centuries later, and they were still observing this feast, a memorial that would cause them to reflect on the blessings of God's deliverance. And yet, what's going on in the background? The chief priests and scribes are plotting to find a way to kill Jesus. The plot thickens as one of Jesus' own apostles, Judas, goes to these men and negotiates a deal to sell Jesus out, leading to him not only being arrested, but of course, crucified. We may tend to think that this was all random or spontaneous as we read in verse 3 that, quote, Satan entered Judas. But we cannot forget that John recorded in John 12, verse 6, that Judas was, quote, a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it, end quote. Judas didn't all of a sudden choose to do evil. He had proven to be mired in covetousness prior to this moment. Judas was looking for financial gain, and he got what he wanted, at least what he thought he wanted, in that moment. We learn actually in Matthew's gospel account, in Matthew 27, verses 3 through 10, that Judas would be filled with guilt once Jesus was condemned to die. He tried to give the money back to the chief priests and the elders, and this was now blood money, and the chief priests and scribes had considered the deal done. So what did Judas conclude to do? Did he go back and apologize to Jesus? Did he recommit himself to being a faithful servant of the Lord and preaching the gospel there in the book of Acts? No, we don't see any of that. We read in Matthew 27, verse 5, and throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, he departed and he went and hanged himself. Judas's guilt was real, but his response was selfish, both prior to and following the betrayal of Jesus. I know that's not a fun story to reflect upon, but it's part of the story of Jesus and one that we need to consider and understand there's a right and wrong way to handle our guilt as well, let alone determining never to betray the Savior to begin with. Thanks for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On.
Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.